Raising children can be one of the most challenging life journeys you will ever take. This is the Kids Health Network podcast, supporting happy, healthy children and demystifying common medical and psychological problems with experienced health professionals. Hosted by father of two and general practitioner, Dr. Andrew Leach.
Hey, welcome to the Kids Health Network podcast. This is the first episode of a series of episodes exploring kids' health topics. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Leach. I'm a GP and I'm a father of two girls. I created this initiative to try and speak to some of the experts in the field of kids' health. I want to ask them the questions that I often hear in my practice and things that I find difficult being a father. I wanted to get up-to-date, evidence-based information straight from the sources. We'll be speaking to paediatricians, psychiatrists, allied health professionals, and the community. Above all, the experts in kids' health are you. You're the specialist in your child. So I'd also like to speak to parents about their experiences and their journeys, particularly those who've had difficult experiences along the way with their children. Now let's get to the five-step plan. This is a plan to help your kids relax when they go to the doctor or to a hospital. There's nothing worse than waiting around, going to a GP and having a very anxious, worked up child. It can be daunting and it can make us feel scared too and worried. So I thought these are some tips that I hear from parents and things that I see in my practice that look like making it easier for a child to go to the doctor. Point one, give them a heads up. Look, I know it's always hard to know whether telling them you're going to go to the doctors or hospital is a good idea or not. I've seen both ends of the spectrum. The parents who hide away from it and let the child find out for themselves when they get there. And the other end where the child will be well informed of what's happening. One thing I do know is kids are clever. They also benefit from open, honest communication. A heads up might be, you know that tummy pain you've been complaining about. I say we get it looked at. Or this year for kindy, you need to have an injection to keep you staying strong and healthy. Or the doctor has told us to get an x-ray or a blood test for your tummy or tummy pain or headache. This is going to be really important so we can figure it out. The other question is, how early do you tell them these things? Do you tell them a day before, a week before? How long do you let them ponder these thoughts? I think telling them on the day of the appointment or as you're going to the appointment is reasonable enough. It's simply communicating to your child your plan so it doesn't become a big surprise later. Role play can help all of these situations, which brings me to my next point. Point number two, anticipate and role play. Anticipate what might happen next, like an examination of your child's ears or having their tummy pressed or an x-ray or a blood test. Role play is a powerful way to engage the child in this pre-planning stage. So you might allocate a role. You might be the doctor and the child might be the patient, and you sort of roughly play out how it might take place. Or even reverse role play. You say to them, you're going to be the doctor and I'm going to be you. Let's see how it might progress. Point three, buy a toy doctor's kit. The more exposure your child has to medical toys and instruments, the more desensitized they'll get, which is a good thing. Some of these kits are pretty cheap. They're about $10 at the shop. Ask your child to pretend to be a doctor or a nurse. Give them their favorite doll or a bear for a checkup, and then get them to give you a checkup. Ask them to give the bear an injection. Ask them how the bear felt. If they pretend to give you an injection, try not to overact in the situation. Tell them, hey, that stung a bit or that hurt a little bit, but I'll be okay. Point four. Create a strong front at the doctor's or the hospital. I know how it feels. You might be breaking down inside seeing your child cry or become nervous. You might start crying. Our children read our emotions, and I think it's good that we're emotional as well and we show them what normal emotions are. But try to be confident in your doctor and firm and understanding with your child. This is very important in examinations. So like a throat check, a child's most dreaded examination. Cuddle them tightly so they know you are there But also, with that firm grip, the doctor will have more opportunity to look at the throat without them wriggling around. Sometimes you have to hold them firmer than you think, because kids are strong, aren't they? Point five, fast is good. A fast appointment is a good appointment. But when does that ever happen? There's always a wait, there's a build-up, sitting in the waiting room, and then waiting for the nurse to draw up the injections. I think that's probably the most anxiety-provoking part of this whole thing. If two or three injections are required, see if they can be given at the same time. I know that often helps. And my other trick is getting the child in and giving them an injection quickly, so they don't really have that chance to build up the worry. So getting it all ready before they come in. But that's really up dependent on your doctor's clinic. Avoid the pre-nurse with distraction. I know a lollipop works well for my kids. Bring in a small toy for them to play with in the waiting room, or even use your phone to show them something from ABC Kids. The same goes afterwards. The nurse and you need to be able to reassure them and be confident. And again, just let them know you're going to be okay. So I look forward to presenting some of these topics to you. Some really important health topics. The most common that I see day to day. I hope we can explore any of the issues within those topics and keep you up to date on what might be happening, the latest treatments and the latest information around these issues and health topics. Just to finish, there's a few good resources that I often use and turn to for help. Health Direct is a really good site. healthdirect.gov.au. You can go on there and search common conditions, and it will give you some advice around whether you need support or urgent attention with those conditions. Health Direct also has a phone number, 1-800-022-222, to speak to a registered nurse 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a free phone number, and they can hopefully navigate where you're at with your child's health, or these are usually for acute medical problems, with something that you might be concerned about, and work out if it needs medical attention. Another really good site is the Raising Children Network. raisingchildren.net.au. This government-supported page, also supported by the Children's Hospital in Melbourne, has a lot of information, a lot of resources, a lot of handouts, a lot of videos to further elaborate on very common health conditions. The Royal Children's Hospital website, rch.org.au, also has a number of useful handouts. I'll keep giving you more resources as we go in each podcast, and I'll be asking the experts what they use as common useful resources. You can also check us out on our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram, searching for the Kids Health Network. Look forward to sharing this journey with you. We'll see you in the next episode.
This has been another Kids Health Network podcast. The information and advice provided here is for general purposes only. It is not an alternative to the medical advice offered in person by your GP, paediatrician, or other health professional relating to you or your child's specific condition. If you have concerns that you or your child is acutely unwell, please seek immediate medical attention. For more, find us on Facebook or Instagram at Kids Health Network.